Welcome to the Character Chronicles, the people show, where we check the pulse of Husker Nation, brought to you by Nebraska Spine Hospital. And today I'm joined by Nebraska Blackshirt Husker senior captain, Darian Daniels. How you doing, my friend?
I'm doing pretty well. How about yourself?
Oh, man, I'm good. I want to thank you for joining me. And we're about a third of the way through this Husker season, entering Big Ten play. Talk to me, as a captain of the team of Blackshirt, your thoughts on the Huskers' defensive performance so far and what you'd like to see improve going forward heading into Big Ten play.
So far, I think that we've done an exceptional job of just, bringing a lot of intensity to the field. I think we've done a great job of just defending the run. I think we've done a great job of doing that as well. One thing I think we need to improve on going into Big Ten is just clean up a lot of our mental errors and just to tighten up. I feel like we do a really good job of just knowing our assignment, but I think we need to take that next step of not just knowing the assignment, but executing it 100% and not having any mental errors at all.
Now, what's been the key? Because there's two things that stood out to me on the Blackshirts' defense so far. Number one has been stopping the run. Number two, forcing turnovers. You guys are forcing, on average, about 3 turnovers a game. And against the run, you're giving up less than 3 yards per carry. And most defenses would like to keep the opponents under 4 yards or under 3.5, and you guys are keeping them under 3. So what's been the key to success as far as forcing turnovers and the run defense so far this year?
I'm going to talk about run defense, and, of course, I'm a defensive lineman. One thing I know amongst the D linemen, being very key on our technique, hands, feet, eyes, seeing the formation and kind of getting little nuggets before the play starts so we know where the play is going to go. That's been huge for us. And then the linebackers, they play with their heads on fire. They do a great job of cleaning up our mess, If we get a little, too trigger happy and jump a gap, they're always right there where we left, and I think that's huge. In regards to the turnovers, it's just having, fast bites to the ball. We got a lot of ball hawks. We got a lot of guys on the defense who just wants to be around the ball. And then I think that's where, turnovers come, is when guys are playing with their head on fire and getting after it.
All right. So tomorrow, let's say you get a random day off. All the defensive linemen walk into the weight room. Who's the strongest defensive lineman on the team?
Oh, D-Jax, hands down.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, that was quick and easy. Normally I thought it might be the Davis twins. You might try to pump yourself up a little bit. It's Darian Jackson, I assume you're saying.
Oh, yeah. And the twins are freaks of nature, but it's like the way D-Jax lives, it's like it's perfect form, everything, and it's stupid weight. The twins lift weights. And you can tell that it's heavyweight by the way they lift it. Like, they throw it up pretty well and throw it up pretty easy, but you can tell it's heavyweight. But when DJX gets under it, it's like everything is so tight and controlled. And you're like, is he lifting any weight at all, to be honest?
It's like it's that Navy SEAL strength. That's what it is, right? You heard of Country Strong? This is Navy SEAL strong right here.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is.
All right, so as a captain of the team, what's been – well, first of all, because you were a captain at Oklahoma State. Now you're a captain here at Nebraska. What's it like being named a captain at two different teams, and what do you think the reason for that is? You don't have to be modest. You can be honest with this answer.
And this is me being 100% honest. I think the main reason for that is just me being able to do everything – I'm not going to say everything, but me being able to just do the little things right. That's one thing that my parents always preached to us. Every coach that I've had prior to me being here has always said, do the little things right. And that's one thing I try to focus on, is doing the little things right. Like picking up trash after myself, like little things like that. And everybody sees that. And even when nobody's looking, I try to always do the right thing. And you never know who's watching. And apparently, a lot of my teammates were watching and thought I was worthy enough to be voted for captain.
As a captain of this team, what has your message been? The team as a whole showed that they needed to improve after South Alabama. You dominate for 3 quarters. The fourth quarter goes the way it does against Colorado. You got to feel much better after Northern Illinois. And I think people forget they are a better team than your typical non-Power 5 team. What's your message been to the team as one of the captains going into this upcoming game versus Illinois?
Just be better than we were the day before. That's always something that I try to preach in regards to, like, the whole team. Every day I get out there, I'm like, let's be better than we were yesterday. we had a great, I feel like we had a, we had an exceptional game, against Northern Illinois, but watching film, I can tell that there's a lot of places we can get better on all three phases of the ball. And one thing I try to, you know, reiterate to all of my teammates is just to be better than we were the day before. You know, if you mess up on a step today, make sure that you don't make the same mistake, you know, tomorrow. And that's, and I think that's what's going to help us, you know, continue to be better and get better, is just find our mistakes the day before and correct it the following.
Now, talk to me. And this is not any sort of a trap question. It's something I'm interested in because the coach at Oklahoma State, all right, Van Gundy, he's an interesting dude. You know, you see sound bites all the time online from some of his press conferences. He's got the fun hair. So again, it's not a trap question. I'm just genuinely interested. Talk about some of the differences from the head coach Van Gundy at Oklahoma State and Scott Frost and your experiences so far here at Nebraska.
One major difference. I say they're both very calm. They're both very calm. Like on the sideline, it's very rare that I see Coach Frost, you know, has a vein popping out of his neck. And same with Coach Gundy, he's very calm and collective on the sideline. I say one different thing that I have noticed is that their approach to practice. Gundy was a quarterback, and you know that was his thing in college. He was a quarterback, but Coach Frost, you know, he was a quarterback. He was a DB, you know, he was a DC, he was an OC, so he has experience on both sides of the ball. So there's been aspects of practice where he'll pull a DB to the side and tell him what he did wrong, because he, you know, he has that experience. And same thing with the defense, you know, he could go to the defensive side and look and see something's not right, because, you know, he's had that experience.
How about, what is the most fun thing about playing in Eric Chenander's defense? Because he's an aggressive, attacking style, wants to blitz a defensive coach out of this 3-4. What's the most fun thing about playing in this defense for Coach Chenander?
It's confusing.
I like that.
That's the best part about it. It's like you don't know who's coming. Like you don't know who's coming at all, and it keeps offenses on the toes. And one thing he does is he takes the leashes off of us. You know, the D-line, he lets us do pretty much whatever we want. You know, we go right, left, backwards, forwards. You know, he gives us the luxury of playing fast. And that's one of the best parts, is like there's so many different looks, and there's so many similar looks that do different things. And I think that it makes things a lot easier for the D-line, because like you can't cheat it. You have to play it honest. And then with him having us move and doing everything that we're doing, we're more it's natural, you know, defensive linemen, we're more athletic than offensive linemen. So just him putting us in those positions to move and get out and use our speed, I think it's huge. And that's the best part about playing in this system.
You hear that, people? You hear that? Defensive linemen are more athletic than offensive linemen. You heard it right here. It's the truth. It's facts. You know, I once had an offensive lineman at the Rams tell me, he goes, you know, a defensive lineman are stupid. You're like Labrador Retrievers, see ball, get ball. I'm like, yeah, well, offensive linemen can't move. You're like a bunch of unathletic statues. So we would go back and forth with that there, so we'd have some fun. One last question for you. What's it like playing with your brother, Damian Daniels? Coming here, you two playing together alongside each other at the line. What's that like playing with your brother here?
Man, it's phenomenal. It's anything he can do, I can do better. My brother make a big play. I gotta go make a big play. So it's like he's like an extra piece of motivation. And there's a way that we can talk to each other that nobody, including coaches, can talk to. You feel me? Like there's nerve that we can pinch that pulls out the best in both of us. You feel me? I hold my brother to a higher standard than I hold anybody else, and then it's like I hold him to that standard. I have to hold myself to that same standard, and he's quick to call me out on anything, you feel me? If I tell him to break the stack in practice, and he sees me like oozing or jogging, he's like, nah, bro, that's not gonna fly. You gotta do better than that. And it's huge, because that's something that I kind of missed throughout high school, is just us being able to push each other. And like I said, we push each other in ways that nobody else could.
I like that. Anything you can do, I can do better. I can do anything better than you. I like that. All right. I want to thank you for joining me. Good luck, not only this Saturday, but the rest of the season, my friend.
I appreciate it.
All right. Until next time, Husker Nation, go Big Red. And always remember,
throw them bones.
Thanks again to our sponsor, Nebraska Spine Hospital. Ladies and gentlemen, when it's your spine, you do not want to mess around, and experience matters. That's why you can trust the experts at Nebraska Spine Hospital, the region's only spine-specific hospital. They are the best at what they do.